Boston University women's basketball picks up its first Patriot League win on the season, defeating American on the road 70-67. We're joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Melissa Graves. Coach, overall thoughts on the win?
You know, we obviously had a slow start today, and I thought we really picked it up in, you know, the second quarter and then into the second half. I thought we did a really good job, locked in defensively. I thought we were very aggressive on offense and obviously found a way to get it done on the road, which is not easy, especially in this conference, which is so competitive.
You forced American to have 16 turnovers, turn that into 18 points. What did you see from your defense as the game went on?
And I thought we made some big plays around the stretch. I thought Ava was phenomenal defensively. She made some big stops toward the end of the game. I thought overall we were just really active. We obviously adjusted to our zone, and we were just really active within the zone. And I thought that really fueled us to be able to get out in transition, which was our best offense today, and attack downhill. We really focused on in-game goals of trying to get three stops in a row successively. And so, you know, I thought we really locked into that kind of game plan. And obviously we got stops down the road toward the end of the game.
Brought up that transition offense as well. Ava Gormley finishes with 6 assists, 4 steals, 8 points. Seems like she also fed Sierra Bentley a lot. She finished with a career-high 15 points. How well were those two working off of each other as the game went on?
You know, I thought Ava did a great job finding, you know, not just CeCe, and CeCe ran the floor really well for us in transition. She was able to find out to shoot her. She was able to get downhill and score for herself. I thought overall with 6 assists to 1 turnover, she did a really good job taking care of the ball and making the right plays. CeCe was just so explosive getting downhill. You know, she got on the glass really well for us and gave us a lot of second chance opportunities. And then I thought she played really well with Alex as well. We put, you know, her and Alex, or her and a post player, in a lot of ball screen or off screen actions, and I thought that was really beneficial for us today.
What did you like from your bench today when you consider they scored 24 points? Inés Fuenteagudo finishes with 8 points, hits a big 3 late in the game. Channing Warren finishes with 5 blocks. Do you feel like they're starting to understand their roles a little bit more as the season has wore on?
Yeah, I think we definitely know, you know, we need more off the bench. And I sat with the post this week and had some post film, you know, with them. And coming from me, just knowing like, hey, we need more out of the post. We need more out of the wing spot too. I thought Inez played a great game today. She had some big stops for us defensively too, not just hitting those big shots for us, but she was able to help us stretch the floor a little bit. You know, I think Channing's coming along. Ever since Christmas break, she's come back and she's been playing with the pace and the urgency that we need her to play, and she's coming along. So I'm really happy with all these pieces, especially with the young kids. You know, my goal was to get into Patriot League and continue to try to get better, and I thought today we got better after the first quarter.
Now that this team has lived and seen that Patriot League win, how much do you think that will do for their confidence as we look forward towards Colgate on Saturday?
Yeah, it gives us good momentum. Obviously, we're getting to go back home against a pretty big rival of ours, against a really good team in Colgate. So I'm excited for the opportunity just to get back home and be in front of our home fans. But I think it definitely gives us some momentum going into this next one, a little bit of confidence knowing that we can get it done.